This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We're turning it up. Turn down for what? Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7.03 and it's Thursday. I don't know what it is about this week. It's just been crazy. Like it's a short week because we had Monday off, but it feels like forever. Like
sure
it can't be Friday fast enough for me.
I know.
Right, Yuzi?
Right. Right, Sarah.
Come on. Yeah. Although I heard actually that it's supposed to get really hot again this weekend.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Like we've had a couple days. Today's also going to be really, you know, cold and windy.
So windy.
I know. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm super worried about my trees, man. Trouble in the forest.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. What about your
trees?
They're
just young. They're just little young trees.
Well, get out there and stand next to them. Hold them up.
Just push them. Just hold them up. Like, I'm watching them just bend over. I'm like, oh, my God. A couple branches have snapped off. I'm like, oh, no.
You don't put sticks next to them and rope them together?
They're staked, but they're tall. You know, you can't stake them 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
You know,
why not?
I don't have 20-foot stake. How am I going to get up there and drive them in? I just can't do it. So I'm like, oh, Jesus, don't go dying on me.
You need to splint those trees all the way up.
I guess I do, apparently. Who knew?
Get Dick Climbing.
Oh.
Who's Dick Climbing?
Dick.
Get Dick Climbing.
Oh, climbing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Climbing.
Yeah. What did you think I said?
I didn't know
you said like Dick Climbing.
Dick Climbing.
Who's that?
I don't know.
This guy, Dick Climbing.
You get the French Spider-Man up there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, he might be too heavy. Like, the top of the tree is just like, it's a little young tree.
Yeah.
It's just a sapling. It's only 5 inches wide at the base.
All right. Then get Chumley Climbing.
Yeah. Maybe I can find someone smaller. One of my kids, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Get out here.
Roseanne was a top show in the early 90s, and The Revival was the most watched show so far this year. So I guess maybe it's not that crazy. Some diehard fans aren't willing to let it go. Some people on social media are, of course, talking about bringing Roseanne back without Roseanne. Like you guys were saying, renaming it Jackie, and then I loved the whole concept of a Dan.
Isn't it funny, though, that none of this is coming from network executives? It's just crap on the internet that turns into truth because it's been said enough times.
Well, Variety is saying that there have been preliminary talks about doing something with the rest of the cast. One of the biggest problems is that there are about 300 cast members, all of whom, some of them are contract workers, so they signed. ABC is going to have to pay some of them out. Mm. But as far as getting a job for this fall, those shows are, for the most part, set. All the upfronts have happened. They know what shows are coming. And so they're...
Well, maybe a mid-season replacement.
They're talking about maybe jumping on some of those, that there might be some room. Because, look, if you're working on the Roseanne show, you've got to be, you know, something of a solid tradesperson in Hollywood, right? I mean,
totally in the union.
Right. I can't imagine that they, you know, took a chance on a newbie crew. It's Roseanne. So the hurdles are that Roseanne has a significant stake in the show. So even if they were to take characters, everybody but Roseanne, and try to continue on with the show, she would benefit financially from that. And she might even be able to figure out a way to stop it. Like, those are my characters and I created that show. And so there's hurdles. So it's a real long shot that anything would, certainly not for next season. But the talks have been amongst producers, not ABC. ABC would benefit from getting something out of this because the main actors and top writers and producers have partial guaranteed contracts. They're still expecting to be paid. So everyone right now is looking for a replacement job. So if they want to make something happen, they need to make it happen really fast because otherwise all these people are going to – they have families to support. So
I'm reading from the blogs who Roseanne's possible replacement is.
And?
Rosie O'Donnell.
And they just changed the show to Rosie?
We're just, yeah. What do you think?
I don't like it.
All right.
Lena Dunham and Mindy Kaling were reaching out saying they're ready to write something.
Oh.
If need be.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Interesting, yeah.
It would be.
It could just be a canceled show.
Yeah.
And
or,
you know
right.
what?
Sure.
They had a chance and Roseanne blew it.
Right.
And that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, because if they wait till next year, I'm not interested anymore, I don't think.
I'm not interested at all.
Unless it's maybe Jackie, but I don't know. I'm over it.
Tom Arnold was saying he thought... Oh, go ahead.
I turned to the channel where they do Roseanne.
Yeah.
Whether it was TV Land or Paramount, where they have her on during the day all the time. And it said Roseanne. I was like, oh, no, they didn't. And it was commercials. It was commercials, but it's still this description was Roseanne. And then who pops on but Two and a Half Men with Charlie.
Oh. Great news for me, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. I read something this morning about Tom Arnold saying that...
He's coming back?
No, that everything he'd heard from the set was that she'd been a terror.
Yeah.
And that he thinks she tanked the show on purpose.
Because
she didn't want to do it anymore.
I don't believe that for one second.
I don't either, but that's what Tom Arnold... Look, Tom Arnold... I'm sure has an axe to grind with her anyway.
What's he up to?
Although he made all that money.
Sure. I'm sure the dude has no problems. What's clickety-clacking?
Woohoo!
Something you're doing over there?
Quite possibly. I was just moving stuff around here, trying to situate myself.
It's my TMJ. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, sorry about that.
Netflix is trying to bite off the Roseanne cancellation. They tweeted, reminder, One Day at a Time is a sitcom about a tight-knit working-class family that tackles extremely topical social issues in a smart and innovative way. You know, if you're suddenly looking for a new show like that, by new show, I think they mean a really old show. I used to love One Day at a Time.
Oh, me too.
That's with the mom with the short
Bonnie,
red hair,
yeah.
Bonnie, right.
And then I want it to be Valerie so bad.
Valerie Bertinelli?
Yeah. Barbara?
Was that her name on the show?
I think it was, yeah.
And then the older sister.
Mackenzie Phillips.
She just went down a... She was like a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And
she got better. You know, yeah. She's been struggling for most of her life.
She's had.
Didn't she have an affair with her father?
She was.
Oh, my God. That's right.
An affair.
He molested her.
He had sex
with her.
Weren't they? Wasn't
I think she
fairly
was
grown
older
up? Like, it was just so wrong.
She wasn't a child, I think. I don't know the whole story, so we probably should find out. But she was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And he got her. I think he's the guy who got her hooked on that stuff.
I think early on, too.
So,
well, he was from... Is he the guy from the Mamas and the Papas?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, John Phillips.
That's a whole sordid tale.
It's ugly.
That's right. I forgot about the whole she was doing her dad. And was, like, kind of defending it.
I don't know about that.
Maybe she thought that was love. She thought everyone did it.
Oh, she was married at 19 and ended because she was pregnant and she feared her father was the baby's father.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yuck. Anyway, you could go watch that
show. One Day at a Time.
Yeah, One Day at a Time.
Just got
Schneider's still alive?
I think Schneider died. He was the building soup. ABC may have lost Roseanne, but...
In my head, One Day at a Time just got canceled. I can't watch that.
I forgot about it.
I cannot watch that.
Thanks, Netflix, but you just reminded us of all the crap that went down with that cast.
We're going to pass on that one.
We just went through that whole storyline, and I'm like,
Yeah. No, you got any other suggestions?
So far from an option, Netflix, no. Not even close.
Try.
Let's go back to the drawing board.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Roseanne is gone from ABC, but they're trying to keep that blue-collar vibe with a spinoff of The Middle. I did not realize that The Middle has been on for 9 seasons.
Uh-huh.
Like, to me, I'm like, that's a show I've never seen.
I've seen it. I watched a lot of the reruns.
And I
watched it because you said last week it was getting canceled, so I wanted to see what the new one was like, and it was awful. It was just
that's
terrible.
That's Patricia Heaton, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's been on for 9 seasons.
Yeah.
And like, they were
it
little.
Was a good, it ha, the kids grew up.
Yeah, they were little nerdy kids, and I've seen it for a second. You know, like caught it at 7 o'clock or whatever time. But
it was cute. I thought.
Was she the wife on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes.
Right.
So has that been off for 9 years?
And Everybody Loves Raymond has been gone for a long time, but they still air that every day as well.
Jesus, it's just crazy how fast time is going. Anyway, there's a character on The Middle. Her name is Sue Heck.
Yeah, Sue's the daughter. She's the nerdy daughter that when we first started seeing the show, goofy braces and totally the outsider.
Would she get cute or something? Because they're talking about doing a spinoff of her.
I would say she got cute. Yeah, sure.
She married the next door neighbor on the show.
Oh, I didn't really know the next door neighbor.
Well, wait a minute.
It must be a late development.
Who's the SNL guy that was on that show? It's Mango.
Oh, it's
Chris Kattan.
Yeah,
he was on there working with Patricia Heaton at some car dealership thing.
You'd think I saw the show.
I was glad he had a part,
I'm
really.
Like, dude, I don't know any of the people in the middle. I couldn't tell you one thing about it.
You think I watched it. I really didn't, but I do.
Malcolm in the Middle, I could tell you about, but the middle, no.
Yeah.
So I don't have any word on plot details, but it looks like...
Her name is Eden Scher.
Yeah, and she... I guess they ended the series with her marrying the next door neighbor.
Oh,
she's
okay.
The girl next door.
Yeah, she's really cute now.
Supposedly, this spinoff was under development before the Roseanne debacle happened, but now they're like, oh my God, fast track that.
Okay, well,
we
good.
Need something to put in there. So, but still, I don't know how it could be ready to replace. I mean, fall is not all that far away. Brigitte Nielsen, who I didn't know too much about, I guess, you know, one of her husbands was Sylvester Stallone, so she's sort of been on the scene for a while, but what I really know of her is that she and Flava Flav had a whole thing going on in The Surreal Life.
Right.
And they were, I loved her. I was like, oh my God, Brigitte Nielsen, out of nowhere, my favorite person.
She's but a beast.
Was she someone that was suffering or is an alcoholic?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
I think she was, wasn't she?
Was she
I
sober
say
when
she was
in
someone
the...
that was like found drunk in a park somewhere.
Well, didn't they meet on the rehab show?
Oh, I don't know.
I believe they met, her and Flav met on the rehab show. Someone could correct me if I'm wrong. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, I thought they were.
But over the years, she has struggled with addiction.
Okay. So I know that because my eyes are always attracted to someone who has a similar problem.
Right. Yeah, it looks like she's gone in and out. With rehab. Oh, it was Celebrity Rehab. 2008, she was on Celebrity Rehab for alcoholism.
So that was after The Surreal Life? I feel like The Surreal Life was... All these things happened. Jesus, please. I didn't even know the middle was on for 9 years. Where have the last 9 years gone? I don't even know. Anyway, Brigitte Nielsen is 54 years old. And she is pregnant with her fifth child.
Oh, Sarah, there's hope for you.
Oh, no, there's no hope for me. And I don't want any hope.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure. Like 10,000% sure.
Who's the dad?
A 39-year-old Italian TV producer named Mattia Desi.
All right.
Her husband, right?
Mattia Desi. Yeah, they've been married since 06. And I believe they have at least one other kid. This is her fifth marriage and her fifth child.
Holy smokes, man.
They're saying
54. Can you imagine?
Hey, can you repeat that last sentence? You said it's her fifth
marriage.
Fifth marriage and fifth child.
And fifth child. So 06, she would have been in her, I guess, 42 maybe.
Yeah.
So let's see. One of her ex-husbands was Sylvester Stallone. She was also in a relationship with Mark Gastineau.
That's the guy? Well, everyone is shorter than her, if that's what you're tripping on.
It is.
Because Stallone was shorter than her. Flavor Flav was shorter than her.
Yeah, she's larger than life. She's also got... high-heeled boots on in that picture. But yeah, no, the dude's maybe 5'10".
He's handsome, though.
Sure, he's a good-looking guy. She's probably just a tiger where it counts.
What do you mean?
She seems like a
where
chick
it
who's
counts.
Like, yeah, she's like... So she was in a relationship with NFL star Mark Gastineau in the late 80s. They had a kid together. The baby that she's carrying now is her fifth. She looks pretty far along. I guess she put some pictures up on Instagram. So congratulations. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, you hear different stories from women about how their pregnancies were for them. Like my mom has said, I have never felt better than when I was pregnant.
Oh, really?
And you hear that and go, what? Because then I'm watching someone who's not having a great time at it.
Yeah.
Like she's bummed.
So your mom didn't have morning sickness or she just felt super healthy and...
The whole thing.
Oh.
Was she never felt better.
Mm.
Is that weird?
It is kind of weird. It is funny, though, how you romanticize things in your life. Like I really don't remember how painful it was to give birth. I really don't. Like, I remember at the time being like, holy crap. I mean, I remember having that reaction,
real.
But I
right.
can't really. Seems like, it was no big deal. But I think it was. So maybe she's minimizing it. Maybe she didn't want you to feel bad.
No, I think that she liked it.
Oh.
I think she said she liked it then, and that's why she enjoyed it. Being pregnant. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. That seems weird because
Anita liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
there you go.
Up until the day of birth.
Right.
But she was enjoying it a lot.
Get ready, buddy.
One more time?
I'm sure.
Oh, at least we'll one see. More.
Don't force him.
Hey, a lot of texts are coming in regarding Netflix and the One Day at a Time reboot. Yeah. People are saying that it's a Cuban or Latin cast with Rita Moreno. And a lot of people are saying it's really good.
Oh, so I didn't realize this was a reboot. Yeah. I thought this was just they have episodes from the 70s. Or
Rita Moreno plays a grandmother on the show.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I can watch it.
Nobody's dating their father.
Dating is how we're going to call that?
I don't know what that is. You tell me. Nobody's getting tricked into having sex with their dad? Kim Kardashian was at the White House yesterday.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's all business. She actually, it's so funny, you know, like, I don't think a Kim Kardashian is the chick who goes to the White House to talk about prison reform and to try to get this lady's sentence commuted. So she and her attorney, Sean Hawley, entered through a security gate for the West Wing of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue about 4:40 yesterday in the afternoon. Her meeting with him has been in the works for months. She's been in talks with Ivanka and Jared Kushner to get Alice Marie Johnson's life sentence commuted. Alice is a great-grandmother, although she's only in her, she's in her early 60s. Mm-hmm. But she's been in jail for 21 years. She was convicted for drug conspiracy and money laundering in 1997. Those were her first offenses. And Kim has, for some reason, taken up her cause over the last year. Her attire was all black, yellow heels, and here she is not smiling in a photo with Trump.
She never smiles anyway.
Yeah, that's her thing, right? She doesn't smile. But he's broadly beaming, and she's just standing next to him. They're saying that the meeting went very well. Kim and Sean Hawley had made plans to afterward have dinner at Ivanka and Jared's home. Going to have a little meeting to talk further about this. And she issued a statement about her meeting saying, I would like to thank President Trump for his time this afternoon. It is our hope that the president will grant clemency to Ms. Alice Marie Johnson, who's serving a life sentence for a first-time nonviolent drug offense. We're optimistic about her future and hope that she and many like her will get a second chance at life. So there you go. That's what Kim Kardashian was up to. It's like a weird... It's just not the type of story you hear about the Kardashians.
It's a trippy desk. Did you look at that thing?
Yeah, all carved and stuff.
Super detailed carved. And then are those janky old phones on the top?
Yeah, it looks like it. Huh. Two of them. I was actually, it's funny that you mentioned the desk. I wondered about the desk. Like, I wondered if that's, if it's new or if that's the desk that's in the Oval Office.
I'm pretty sure that's the desk.
Because I thought they were allowed, they redecorate a lot of times.
Well, the curtains, yeah, but...
And the carpets and things, but they might, I mean, why would you get rid of the desk if that's the desk?
Well, especially if
look
it's...
Look at how magnificent it is.
I know, it is. It's the carving.
Oh, okay,
you
so...
You can't get a desk like
there's
that.
There's six different desks used in the Oval Office.
Oh, what do they have, like a desk storage area? You can just go
You know what
one?
I read? I don't know where I read this, but somewhere in the White House, all of the past decorations are being stored. So when they change out a carpet or they move... curtains or whatever, all that stuff gets stored because it was bought.
So he's right? So Trump is using a desk called the Resolute Desk, and it was used by Barack Bush, both Bushes, or no, George Bush used a C&O desk. So there's these six that they're able to rotate between. I guess I could walk in there and show you pictures of each one.
It's okay. But... I mean, I assume they're super desky looking. I would be more interested in who had sat at that desk. Like, if I was a president, I would probably have, like, you know, a president idol.
The first one to use that desk that Trump sits at is John F. Kennedy.
Oh wow.
He was the first one to use the...
I wonder if they carve their initials in somewhere.
Oh, my God. They crawl out as they're sitting in the knee hole, the knee well. And they're carving their initials in.
These royal
and
desks...
And then the interns, whoever was under the desk.
Oh, hilarious. Right.
These desks.
That's a good one.
They first started in 1909 with President Taft.
Oh, are the other? Where are those? Where are the other?
So, like, desks? It doesn't look like Lincoln and Washington.
Yeah, that's the one you'd want.
Right. Exactly. Those are the ones you want. So, yeah. It basically starts around 1909. Is the first one.
Well, anyway, you know, they met and it was super exciting. A guy who didn't have a good day yesterday is Harvey Weinstein. He has been indicted by a grand jury, multiple rape charges. Let's see. The jury handed up charges of rape in the first and third degrees, as well as committing a criminal sexual act in the first degree. They're saying that this brings him another step closer to accountability for the crimes of violence with which he is now charged. He did not testify on his own behalf during the proceedings. So a grand jury indictment just says, yes, there's enough evidence to proceed with a case. So they have handed up formal charges. His attorney thinks prosecutors have unfairly denied access to critical information about this case. And Weinstein, he says that Weinstein had a 10-year consensual relationship with one of the two accusers. So who knows? Anyway, he's been indicted. So
good.
He will stand trial. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
I'm going to do some fast facts. I've got plans and what happens when they're canceled.
Uh-oh.
Also, a couple Is It Wrongs and more after this.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:35 and it's only Thursday. I don't know how that happened. It's like the longest week ever. It's crazy. Not that it's not a joy to be here every day, but oh my God, Friday is going to be amazing.
Oh. One of my buddies was listening to our Lost Whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, Sarah made it all the way to Napa. She made it all the way into the show. She stayed all the way till Muse started, and then she left early.
She left early.
She went all the way out there for
such
Muse,
a bummer.
One
what
of
a
the
dummy.
Best live shows going, and left early. And I was like, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Mm.
I don't know. I guess she just got paranoid she was going to get caught in traffic.
Don't you got to bring your friends? Yeah. Who is this friend of yours? I need to text him.
Why? You're the one that did it.
I know.
I'm glad, actually, on the other side, I'm glad you stayed that long.
Oh.
You stayed all day.
I know. It was a crazy day.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, though. I honestly, it's so funny. It's all we talked about the rest of the weekend was like, how could we have left? Why did we do that? What were we thinking?
You didn't have to get up the next day.
No. And it really wasn't all that late either. It was just like.
The day after that.
It was that, you know what, we needed a ride. I know that if Hooman had been at Muse and not at the Chainsmokers that we would have stayed.
I made the wrong choice, everyone. I made the wrong choice.
You sure did.
We forgive you, Hooman.
They're great on CD.
Who, the Chainsmokers?
Yeah.
Some of your other choices are spot on, though. Keep doing what you're doing, kid.
Yeah, man.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah. All right, Kathy Griffin, controversial figure in the last year, taking it back to the stage. Tickets to her show are available at Ticketmaster.com, and you can win a pair right now, 800-400-3697. Call now for Kathy Griffin tickets. It's all the genuous of an In-N-Out burger, times two. The In-N-Out double-double, double meat, double cheese, double fresh.
Oh, that'd be pretty good right now, huh?
I know.
Let's tell Greg we want to go to In-N-Out for lunch.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Ooh. Except that Hooman's friend is expecting us.
All right, here's what's happening. The Warriors play the Cavs tonight. It's game one of the NBA Finals, Part 4.
Warriors.
6 o'clock game time. And I'm starting to get texts from people who are saying last days of school.
Oh, I
thought that wasn't until June, but okay, so, you know.
Yeah, my kid has a couple weeks left.
We're hitting that time of year, everyone, where try to remember it. It's a pretty special feeling, that feeling like
summer.
I'm out into it, and I don't know what's going to happen to me or my body.
It's going to be good, though. It's like an adventure every day.
Yeah.
Well, summer.
And people out there, be careful, because kids are out and about. And KCBS was reporting this morning it's one of the most dangerous times of the year for kids who are driving or on their phones and distracted and so excited that they're out of school. Careful, the kids.
Be careful, everybody.
Nobody wants to be hurt in the summertime.
Nope.
Krems, you weirdo.
What did Krems do?
What did Krems do?
He posted that he fell down walking and broke his arm.
Oh.
When did that happen?
Yesterday. So I see the post.
Krems is a DJ here. Yeah. Lightning Mike.
Yeah.
Right. Lightning Mike is what we like to call him. He posts a picture of his cast.
What's that? What hand is it? Because he didn't tell me he couldn't work this weekend.
You know what? I
didn't
notice.
Hopefully he can still push buttons.
I want to say it was his left, but I didn't. I just noticed it's a green cast.
Uh-huh.
And that his little note said, he was walking and did this. And I'm like, walking, dude? Walking.
Wait, well, maybe he's very brittle.
And did what? What'd you just
broke
do?
Broke his arm.
You talking about Krems?
Yeah. What do you know?
I don't know. I just saw that.
You saw it too.
The post, yeah. And I saw your comment and he responded to it. He says it's hard out there for a pimp, but I'm like,
oh my God.
That's a walk?
That doesn't really help us.
It's hard out there to walk.
Bitch slap a hoe with an
iron jaw.
I
totally saw that and I went, you really should write, I was on a motorcycle and this happened to me.
Well, it's like when someone's trying to, you know, just, yeah, you need to have a good story. Although, I suppose if you say the motorcycle thing, then people have more questions about it.
Whatever. Let the questions hang out in the air.
You're digging the lie.
You're the cool guy that got hurt. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You should see the other guy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Don't just say you were walking.
The kids are getting out of school. Be careful. Don't hurt the kids and Krems.
Well, I'm calcium deficient, so when I fell and I brushed up against a tree, my arm broke. It was just a light scratch, but it turned out that I'm just super brittle inside. Oh.
Tie your shoelaces, Krems.
There's nothing worse than falling randomly. You're just walking along and boom, you're on the ground like, oh, how did this happen?
Do you have to tell your kid to tie her shoelaces all the time?
Me? No, there's plenty of shoes that she has slip-ons and
Velcro stuff.
And she's into stuff like she has little fake heels now too.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah,
that
a little
good
like, well, it's
that?
Really, I
she
don't
likes
get
fashion.
Into the fashion stuff. That's her mom's territory, but they're little like, I don't know, princess heels.
Adorable.
They come to her, I think, from her mom's friends as hand-me-downs from their kids. But it doesn't matter that.
God, I used to love getting the hand-me-down box.
She's in and out of shoes, and no, none of her shoelaces are untied. So I thought this was fun and interesting. A survey asked people, when someone cancels plans, how do you feel? Sarah just celebrated.
Yay. I don't know.
Relieved.
Generally speaking, I'm like, oh, good. All right, fine. Like, it doesn't bum me out.
It depends on what the plans are, though.
I guess. I mean, even if it's something fun, I'm always like, oh, I get to do nothing. All right. I'll take care of that. The whole doing nothing thing. Sounds good.
So you're not like, but we were going to go to the hotel that sells Indian food that I like so much.
I can still go
by
myself. I don't know. I don't really get upset when people cancel plans.
What's that place called?
India Palace.
India Palace, right.
Yeah. It's at the, I think it's like, I don't even know.
It's a Comfort Inn, right?
It's not like a chain.
But it's at the hotel.
Yeah, it's in the front of a hotel.
Right.
Yeah. Love that place. Mm. Yeah, I don't, what about you?
Oh, I celebrate as well.
Yeah.
I absolutely am like,
yay!
I would never have made those plans in the first place if I didn't have to. Mm. And now that they're gone, I know I can fill that time. No problem. 53% of people, though, say they're usually disappointed when someone cancels plans.
Yeah, I guess if it was a date or something that
it depends on what it is.
Forward,
exactly.
Yeah, it really
That's
does depend
saying.
On what it is, right? Or if I've already outlaid cash for something, like if you bought tickets to something and somebody canceled on you, I guess then you'd be kind of disappointed.
Then you're scrounging to find someone.
We've all booked coffee or a drink with someone we don't really like, and you're like, oh, well, this is coming up. And so when they cancel, you're like, woohoo, yeah.
Sure, I've booked lunches that I'm less than excited
about.
And
then there's the, you know, the like you said, the date or the meeting or the appointment where you're like, oh, I can't wait for this. And then they're like, oh, I got to get out of town. Sorry, we'll have to reschedule. You're like,
oh. No problem.
All right.
Okay.
That's okay.
No problem. Bye.
22% of people are relieved, but 53 say they are disappointed. Mm. Younger people are twice as likely to be relieved, though, about canceled plans. They say that's probably because they have more stuff to do.
Sure.
Older people are like, my circle's so small.
This was all I've been looking forward to.
It's case by case.
And now you've canceled me.
Canceled. I feel like my circle's even smaller now.
What am I, Roseanne?
No, I have nothing to do all month.
Oh, that's funny. I might use it next time someone cancels on me. I'll be like, what am I, Roseanne? That'll be good.
You're welcome.
I'll write credit, Vinny.
Oh, will you?
Yeah. In case they heard this segment.
Just in case. Mm-hmm. This is making the rounds on the internet. I just thought I'd ask how you would feel if you were with your family on vacation. You're at the hotel pool.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know, you haven't ventured out into the day yet. Maybe you're going to go. You've got plans to whale watch at noon, But right now, you're out by the pool, whatever. Someone in Florida was at their pool hotel when a woman sitting on the edge, dipping her feet in while watching her kids, starts shaving her legs right there on the side of the pool. Pulls out a razor, starts shaving her legs.
And then, like, rinsing the...
And rinsing it in the water.
Oh, my God.
Is it wrong?
Uh-huh. 100% wrong.
What if she just shaved her legs and didn't rinse it in the pool?
No.
That's still bad.
That is not something I want to watch you do.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
So, it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
It's absolutely wrong, yeah. But, I mean, do you say anything?
No.
Oh,
I don't say anything, but I'm like, hey, kids, get out of the pool. There's lady hairs floating around in there.
So you wouldn't go in, but you
I don't know.
Say
I mean,
anything.
The hair's not going to kill you, but I would be like, it would start to make me think about what kind of things people would be doing in hotel pools. Like, then I don't want to go down
there. Here she is.
Oh, here she's shaving her legs.
These are the pictures all over the internet.
She's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, she's not doing like a sexy shave.
I definitely sure. Had a different picture in my mind.
Me too. Yeah, I would.
But this goes to, you know what this does go to? Not only the anonymity of hotels where people's behavior is.
Yeah, because it looks like a nice place.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's also the traveling anonymity where you, no one knows me here. I can do what I want.
Mm. I don't like that attitude.
I don't either. And that was the story about the tourism backlash.
I try to behave myself no matter where I am.
In all the nicest places in the world where they're like, we don't want you here anymore. You're ruining our place.
With your legs shaving in our pool. And your graffiti scrawling on our landmarks. And your selfie taking on our cliffs.
Are you familiar with Hidden Valley Ranch?
Sure.
What do you know about them?
That they make ranch dressing.
They do. And now they're making seasoned wavy chips and seasoned popcorn as their ranch flavor is so strong, they suspect people will love it.
Their ranch hand is strong. Will people love it?
I think...
People do eat ranch. Like, some people would grab a soda. Other people would grab a can of ranch.
I know. I've told you the stories about the weight loss
the biggest
TV
loser.
Show where that seemed to be the one common thread all of the
you need to pull
people
off of that.
I've also, weirdly, the missus is eating ranch on a lot of things right now as she's pregnant.
Oh. Well, that's why her thighs are touching.
I don't know what to say about any of it because we've
and
never...
I'm not trying to fat shame. Please stop. I already hear you texting. That was a story from earlier. She was saying her thighs are touched. She's very pregnant right now.
Right. But that's a flavor that isn't normally in my house right. And currently is being... It's on the table.
I don't dislike the taste of ranch, but I find it to be just too heavy. Like, I feel like it...
Milky.
It's all I can taste when I'm eating the salad. I just want something...
But I like it if the chicken wings are so hot, it cools
it
down.
Oh, it does, yeah. No, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Or as a dip.
Yeah.
With vegetables.
All right. I go hot.
Yeah, I know you do. You
give
like
me
it hot.
How about a fast fact?
I love those. Mm. Vincent, I love a fast fact.
I got a few of them for you here. One of the original names that Twitter's founders considered for their product was Friendstalker.
Yeah, stalker in your title is never a good thing. Night stalker, bad.
Right.
You know, basic stalker, bad. Mm-hmm. Friend stalker. It sounds like, are those people really your friends? I don't think so.
Marvel Comics saved a ton of money by arguing in court that the X-Men characters are mutants and not humans.
How did they save money on that?
Importing toys based on human beings means paying a tax rate almost double the rate of importing non-human toys.
Oh, but they're mutated humans.
I don't know. Yeah, well, they won and saved a ton of money.
That's good for them. They need more money over there at Marvel. Doesn't seem like they have enough.
The word poppycock.
Yeah.
Comes from an old Dutch word that means soft poo.
Poppycock means soft poo.
Thank you, human. I'm going to need that isolated.
You got it, dude.
So if you say something's BS, then you're saying that's soft poo. Oh, poppycock.
Right.
Oh, soft poo.
You should teach
that's like when you say, oh, cream crap.
Right. Well, there's no crap worse than creamed crap.
I really must agree.
You know,
what could be worse?
Any person who's ever changed a diaper will tell you.
And you were using that long before you were changing diapers. So now you have firsthand experience with the cream crap.
Right. The deepest hole humans have ever dug is only about 7.6 miles deep.
Oh.
The radius of Earth is 3,959 miles. So we've literally only scratched the surface.
Yeah, well, plus the center's magma, so we probably don't want to get
magma
too much closer.
Steve Jobs has received more than 140 patents since his death.
Oh.
They were all pending when he died and have since been approved.
Well, congratulations, Steve Jobs. Even in death, you're worth more than any of us ever will be.
The song One Week by Bare Naked Ladies was a number one song on the Billboard charts in 1998 for?
3 weeks.
1 week.
1 week. Oh, 1 week. Of course it should have been.
Duh. Why?
Oh, Stir. What's the matter with me?
Duh, Sarah. And it was.
It's been.
Well, that's early days.
Yeah.
That's early
Alice. Days of us on Alice, right? Mm-hmm.
And it was the Bare Naked Ladies, the only one that ever hit number one.
Oh.
They do the Big Bang Theory, right? Not theory.
Yes,
the Big Bang
theme song.
Yeah. I wonder if they made a fortune off this since it's been going on for years.
I think it depends, right?
Yeah, well, I thought those boys that did the Friends song were going to be rich. And then you said they didn't even write that dumb thing.
Right. It was written by the same person who wrote September by Earth, Wind,
and
Fire.
Yeah,
right?
I forgot the lady's name.
Yeah, me too. She's an older lady now.
Mm-hmm.
Google searches for why is my poop green peak at 5 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. Google searches for why is my poop green peak between 5 and 6 a.m. and then again at 6 p.m.
So is that when most people are pooping?
I guess so. Or right after.
But I guess if you did see like bright green poop, you'd be like, what the? I thought you were going to say they peak on March 18th. Like somebody.
After.
Right.
St.
Like
Patrick's
you drank
Day.
Something, died
That's
with green
funny.
And you. But every single day, people are worried about this. This is a daily worry for people.
If you take photos of the Eiffel Tower lit up at night, it's technically illegal to share them.
Oh, why is that?
The light show is protected under copyright laws. You can share the daytime photos when the lights are off, but when the lights are on, you're risking trouble.
Oh. Does anyone ever get in trouble for
that? I don't know. Probably not. Why would it?
It does seem like it would be a lot of work.
It's an advertisement for tourism, isn't it?
Right.
The guy who's stuck in jail on the Monopoly board has a name.
Oh, really?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Jake the Jailbird.
Oh.
The cop who throws him in jail on chance and community chest go directly to jail cards, also has a name.
And?
Officer Edgar Mallory.
Oh.
So now you know.
Does the Monopoly guy have a name? The main dude sakes. With the...
Don't ask questions.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Oh, that's his name?
That's correct.
As far as I can tell, no one's ever gone to jail for taking a picture of the Eiffel Tower at night.
Good.
Have they paid
news.
A fine?
Oh, God.
I suppose
it
would be like if you published it in a magazine or something without knowing that it was a copyrighted light show that you'd have to pay damages.
Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
Basketballer. You know him?
Yeah. Well, I know his name.
Right. Patrick Ewing almost went to the University of North Carolina where he would have been teammates with Michael Jordan. But there was a huge KKK rally during his visit there.
So he decided
to go to Georgetown instead.
I might have decided that too.
In the hell. That's not that long ago. That guy's still alive. That's our lifetime. I watched that guy, both those guys play.
Mm-hmm.
I have the answer to what you just asked about the Eiffel Tower, but it's nerdy, so...
Oh, let's hear it.
We love
so France
stuff.
Falls under the European Union rules, and under the European Union rules, you can take picture of artistic work. The French courts have never really kind of taken this
So
case.
Nobody's ever paid any kind of
Yeah,
fine
no one's ever anything. Paid anything or gotten in trouble for it.
But
under French
it's
law,
illegal.
But under European, it seems like the European Union law trumps the French law.
I see.
See how nerdy that was.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Well, Vinny, as little Roseanne as I can possibly get to. And also, the best songs to get over a breakup.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.